Paul writes in his letter to Titus, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope of the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, it happens every year. We begin the build-up to Christmas, the decorations go up, the music and the movies start playing, the energy and the excitement becomes tangible as the sights and sounds and smells of the season are all around us, and inevitably, people start to get upset. It happens every year. We start hearing complaints that they're saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. That the schools are having holiday celebrations instead of Christmas parties. Starbucks changed their cups. There's a war on Christmas. They're taking Christ out of Christmas. I was driving out around Lancaster a few weeks ago, and I drove past this big sign that someone had made. I mean, it must have been 10 feet wide by 6 feet high. It was huge. In big hand-painted letters, it said, "Keep Christ in Christmas," and up in the corner of the sign was the word Xmas with a circle and a line drawn through it. You're not going to let them X Christ out of Christmas. But do you know why the abbreviation Xmas is used? Centuries ago, when Christianity first started taking root and growing, the dominant language of our faith was Greek. Whole New Testament was written in Greek. In Greek, the word for Christ is Christo. The Greek alphabet doesn't have a C to make a CH sound like we would use. So when you want to write Christo, you had to use the Greek letter chi, which looks like an X. So in Greek, the name Christ starts with an X. When it became illegal to be a Christian, and the Roman Empire started persecuting and arresting and killing Christians, they had to be a little more discreet about the fact that they were talking about Jesus. So instead of spelling out the name Christo, they would simply abbreviate it with an X, first letter of Christ. So for around 1,700 years, the letter X has been used by Christians as an abbreviation for Christ. And there are instances of the word Xmas being used all the way back in the 1500s. The word Xmas, then, is not an attempt to take Christ out of Christmas. Christ is right there in it. You just have to look for it. You see, that's the thing about Christmas. On this night, we are reminded that God became human, not in the obvious way that everyone expected. God wasn't a powerful king or a mighty warrior or even a prominent, wealthy, well-respected public figure. God came as a baby, born in a barn, into poverty, in an out-of-the-way backwoods town in Israel. And all throughout his life, people were constantly having to search for him. Wise men, shepherds, King Herod, his own disciples, even his parents. He was never where or what people expected him to be. So maybe it's not about finding Christ in the obvious places where everyone is looking, and stores and shopping malls and signs and slogans and schools and Starbucks. Maybe it's about the way Christ comes to the places where we aren't looking, in the people and the places where we are not expecting to find him. All throughout Advent, like we said, we've been talking about how hope and peace and joy and love show up in unexpected ways at unexpected times. That was the case for Christ then, showing up in a manger in Bethlehem. And it is still the case now. Christ showing up in all the unexpected, ordinary, out-of-the-way places in this world and in our lives. It's just that we are so drawn to the big, impressive spectacle that we don't see him in the small and the simple. I remember a time 20 years ago when I was in college and I'd come home for Christmas break. And at the time, I was struggling with some things. I had made some mistakes. I didn't feel like my life was going the way I wanted it to, the way God wanted it to. I was having a difficult time. And I remember going to the Christmas Eve services at the church where I grew up. I went to the 5 o'clock service with my mom. I went to the 7:30 service with my dad. And then I went back to the 11 o'clock service by myself. I was looking for Christ in my life. And I expected to find him there. I went home after the 11 o'clock service in the early hours of Christmas Day. And I was getting ready to go to sleep. But before I got into bed, I got down on my knees next to the bed, which I never did. Got down on my knees and started praying. God, I know I've made mistakes. I haven't done things the way you want me to. I just pray that you would be born in me tonight, that I could start being more of the person you want me to be, living the life you want me to live. Help me to start over tonight, Lord. Let the spirit of this night do something in me so that I can get back on track with you. Let Christ be born in me so that I can live for you. I just kept praying over and over again, be born in me tonight, God. Make me new. And I went to bed that night with a sense of peace and possibility. I'd been looking for Christ, expecting to find him in the big crowds and the big music and the big spectacle of worship. The light of 500 candles shining in the darkness. But it was in the darkness, in the stillness and the silence of that night, that Christ came. We can get so focused on keeping Christ in the people and the places and the traditions where we think he should be that we can miss him if we aren't paying attention, opening ourselves up to the possibility of his coming in unexpected ways, at unexpected times, in unexpected people, including us. You want to keep Christ in Christmas? Don't worry about keeping them in stores and slogans. Just do what Titus says. Renounce impiety and worldly passions. Live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. Be zealous for good deeds. Do what Jesus says. Feed the hungry. Care for the poor, the sick, the outcast. Forgive those who have hurt you and seek forgiveness from those you have hurt. Love your enemy. You want to keep Christ in Christmas? Let him be born in you. Let him come to life in you and through you. That is how the light of Christ shines in the midst of a world in darkness, when it shines in and through us. That is how the long-awaited hope and peace and joy and love of God come into this world when they come in and through us. That is what this night is about. As incredible as the music is, as beautiful as the candlelight is, as fun as the festivities are, this night is about remembering the way that Christ was born 2,000 years ago and opening ourselves up to the possibility that Christ can be born now in this world. In us. Christmas is about incarnation, the incomprehensible mystery of God taking on flesh and blood, being born in human form, both in Jesus and in us. For the grace of God has appeared so that he might appear in us. We wait for the manifestation of the glory of God so that he might be made manifest in us. Whatever the past year has been like for you, whatever the past years have been like for you, tonight holds the unique possibility that we can all be made new. That we can start over with God and with each other. Embrace that possibility tonight. Let the spirit of this night renew your own spirit. And let your life be the main